And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, April Ledinsky learns the art of slow looking.
I know it's cliche in these Banana Republic days in the U.S. to plan an escape to Canada, but last month I did just that. As I packed my carry-on, I daydreamed about running into Justin Trudeau and Samantha Bee. Maybe we'd lounge around on a Chesterfield eating butter tarts and talking politics and feminism. I know, more cliches and some crushes. Sorry. The reality was richer than my daydream, though. I was on a mission with colleagues to plan a university study abroad course to Ottawa and Montreal, and I felt every inch the student myself as I crammed for the trip with maps and guides and Canadian history books. When we arrived, the capital city of Ottawa was in the throes of preparing for the upcoming Canada Day celebrations, a big deal this year, recognizing 150 years since Canadian Confederation. Commemorative 150 maple leaf images were everywhere, on outsized flags hanging across streets, on ice cookies in bakery windows, on socks and t-shirts, on banners fluttering from the columns of museums. However, that dominant narrative of celebrating 150 was also unsettled everywhere we looked. There is a swelling and powerful Indigenous rights movement in Canada right now, and of course that history of those who identify as First Nations people, Métis and Inuit, stretches to time immemorial. Early in the trip, our friend Kathy had arranged for us to take an Indigenous Walk of Ottawa, led by artist and educator Jamie Coble, designed to teach people how to see the landscape, architecture, art, and monuments through an Indigenous perspective. As we wandered the city center, she trained us in the habit of slow looking, casting our gaze beyond the Capitol monuments to see the presence of the Anishinaabe peoples, including the Aboriginal War Veterans Memorial, crafted so Native people could tuck tributes of tobacco into crevices designed just for the purpose, but almost invisible to untrained eyes. We looked slowly at a totem pole, and she told us the almost unbelievable story of a scholarly debate among mathematicians about whether or not a squared oblong shape distinctive to Native art was worthy of its own geometric nomenclature. It depends on how you look at it. Jamie also prepared us for a visit to the National Gallery of Canada, which had just rearranged their galleries to bring Indigenous and European artifacts and art into the same rooms in conversation with one another, with explanatory labels in English, French, and the appropriate Native language. In those galleries, Native and European blankets and tapestries, colorfully beaded ceremonial ware, intricately patterned pottery and ceramics played off one another with unexpected harmonies and tensions, making visible the cultural complexity that a tourist could miss. Later, gazing up at the soaring mural, Morning Star, on the domed ceiling of the Museum of History by Indigenous artist Alex Janvier, I could almost feel my eyes correcting themselves through his vast color wheel of movement, both ancient and modern. You can see the image on the station's website. All the while, I was doing my own slow listening and slow speaking in both Ottawa and Montreal, where exchanges begin with "Allô, bonjour," and proceed in the language of your response. I slowly got up the nerve to practice my rusty French, mostly by complimenting dogs to their pleased owners, since enthusiastic adjectives lie within my petite wheelhouse. I thought of all the Indigenous languages I would likely never hear, but that are finally being preserved and even taught. On our final morning, I climbed Mont Royal, a meringue-like soft peak in the center of Montreal that provides a vista for considering what it would have meant if Benjamin Franklin had successfully persuaded Canada to become the 14th colony. Against cobalt skies, lush trees, and surrounding waters, I felt an almost supernatural presence of all the past and present cultures, seen and unseen, heard and unheard. During our Canadian journey, I got in the habit of photographing doorways, ornately filigreed 19th century doors, gargoyled church doors, carved Indigenous doorways, and ironwork gateways to cafe gardens strung with fairy lights. Every image reminds me of what I learned from our northern neighbors about all the doors I should be pushing open for a long, slow look right here at home. For Michiana Chronicles, this is April Ledinsky.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.